Good evening.
Might be a little loud, but
okay. Well, it's good to see everybody out this evening, and I want to thank everybody for their calls and texts and thoughts. For those of you who don't know, you were spared Sunday morning me having to teach your Bible class, so you got to see a wonderful video, I'm sure. But tonight, I'm feeling much better and glad to be back. Tonight, we're going to talk about truth. What is truth? What do you feel like truth is to you? You know, we see a lot on our local news services and on our Instagram and Facebook and many social media outlets. What is truth? You know, fake news and, you know, how do we know what's really the truth? Well, tonight we're going to talk about the truth. What is the truth of the situation? Or what is the truth in anything? How can we know what truth is? Go ahead and turn to John chapter 4, verse 23 through 24. And hopefully this verse will explain to us why knowing the truth is so important to us. John chapter 4, verse 23 through 24. It says, "But the hour is coming, and now is, when the true worshipers will worship the Father in spirit and truth. For the Father is seeking such to worship Him. God is spirit, and those who worship Him must worship in spirit and truth." So what is this truth? Well, by these verses, what do we see? We see that there must be, first off, a truth that we can follow. One that we can follow and be obedient in our spiritual lives. Without this truth in our spiritual lives, there's no way for us to possibly approach the Almighty God. Now is there? Without it, we can't approach God in truly obedient worship, which is commanded by this of all of us Christians. Amanda and I have been going through a daily devotional book, and it talked about truth one day. And there was a story about how Abraham Lincoln had a debate. And this story really struck me. He had a debate with a gentleman and asked if a cow had four legs and a tail, and this tail, you called it a leg now, how many legs does the cow now have? And his opponent told him, "Well, it's got five, of course." To which Lincoln replied, "No, it still only has four legs." Reason, because someone called it a leg, it was still not a leg, it was still just a tail. You know, unfortunately, many times in our spiritual lives, either through misinformation or not enough study on our part, we believe things in our spiritual lives that may not be true. Many people today want to say that it's okay, it's just what you believe, so you are spiritually fine, as long as you abide by what you believe things to be. This is not the case. Just because you say your cow's tail is a leg does not give your cow an extra leg to walk on that the rest of our cows do not have. God is not a respecter of persons. We all have the same true word to abide by. John 17:17 tells us, "Sanctify them by your truth. Your word is truth." It's kind of spelled out for us. The truth that we must abide by is the word. His word is the truth to live by. You know, being human, we try to bend the truth sometimes by saying, "Well, it's just a little white lie. but I mean well by it. Trying to manipulate the situation into something more appealing to us. John in his epistles mentions truth over 30 times. If that doesn't signify that truth is important, I really don't know what is. So do we take it so lightly? We've seen in the previous verses in John 4, 23 through 24, that we can't worship God without truth. But sometimes as humans, we also try to subvert the truth by saying, well, you have your interpretation and I have mine. We must know and abide by what God has written in His true word. John tells us in 3 John chapter 1, verse 3 and 4, for I rejoiced greatly when brethren came and testified of the truth that is in you, just as you walk in the truth. I have no greater joy than to hear that my children walk in truth. No greater joy than to know that your brothers and sisters in Christ are walking in truth. Truth is important to our spiritual lives. So let me ask you tonight, as we're closing out, have you been walking in truth? Will you walk in truth tonight? Have you believed God's word and repented of your sinful life, confessed Jesus as the Christ, been baptized for the remission of your sins? Or have you done all these and not continued to walk in the truth and seek the prayers for your restoration tonight? Whatever your need may be, come now as we stand and sing. Don't delay.
Soul of Savior, thou art redeemed. Soul of Savior waits for thee. Hear His words of tender pleading. Hear His gracious come to me. He is calling, softly calling on thy ear. His voice is falling. He is calling, softly calling, come to me and be at rest. Do not linger till the morrow. Let thy love in answer be. Savior, in my joy or sorrow, I will ever go to thee. He is calling, softly calling on thy ear. His voice is falling, He is calling, softly calling, come to me and be at rest.
We're now dismissed to our classes.